Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Wendy Ying from Sarasota, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for March 8th, 2013. This is episode 610. This episode is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it.
What's going to happen?
Something wonderful.
Thank God it's...
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Thank God it's...
Well, there's a little disco to get you going this Friday morning and into the weekend. We are here. Actually, Wendy is here. Jamie is off. She has an entire, probably, she said, 15 women staying in her house this week because her baby shower is tomorrow, and they have all flown in from around the country, and she didn't feel that with 15 people in the house, she could get away with finding a corner to do the show this morning. So welcome, Dr. Wendy Ying of the Driving Radio Show.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
It's good to have you back again. It's always fun when you can join us on Fridays and do really bad ads with us.
Oh, Fridays are my favorites.
Now, you are coming up to my area, to our area, rather, Jennifer and I, up here in Ocala this weekend. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm coming up for the Black Prong Combined Driving Event, and it's their 10th anniversary, so... It's a really big celebration over there, Black Prong, which is in Bronson, Florida.
And it's beautiful, beautiful spot. We are actually going over there this afternoon to record the driving radio show, aren't we?
Yeah, I can't wait. We're going to have Maureen Olson, who's one of the owners, and she's going to be our guest host, and she's going to have her friends come and all the people that have been showing at Black Prong for the last 10 years kind of share their stories, and it should be a really fun show.
It's a neat place. It's at the edge of, what forest is that, Jennifer?
It's the Gothy. The Gothy.
Yeah, that's right, the Gothy Forest. And that's the place where that horse got lost. Did we ever get a report on that Arab that was lost there, whether they ever did find it? Remember weeks ago?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know either. I don't know whatever happened. I'll have to write to the lady and find out what. I hate to ask her, you know, in case I didn't.
I know.
But...
Well, that place is so huge, and there's a lot of little horse farms all around there, and that's why they do so much endurance there, too, because they just have miles and miles and miles of trails. So,
oh, it's still
this,
missing as of 3/6/13.
It's still missing?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, this showground, Black Prong, is right along the edge of that forest, and it's absolutely beautiful. For the marathon phase of driving there, it's really cool because you can walk a very short distance and see almost every one of the obstacles. It's one of the very few shows where you can see that many obstacles in such a small space. It's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And driving at that one, what's it like driving at that one?
Oh, that's one of my favorite shows to drive at because, you know, Alan and Maureen Olson are just wonderful hosts, and they make it a fun show. It's a great atmosphere. And like you said, everything's very close together. And the rings are really nice. The dressage rings are grass and watered. So, it's kind of all in one little area. So if you're with a green horse, you don't feel like you're closed in. So, you know, if some disaster happens, like, oh, one year we had a disaster. Do you guys remember Jim Richards? He was a four-hand driver, and he's married to the inventor Julie Richards.
Yeah, yeah.
So he had David O'Connor on the back of his four-hand carriage for the marathon. And this is when David was coming in as president of the USEF. And they hit a post really hard, and everybody got chucked off the carriage. So all three of them went flying, and the four-hand was running back and forth on that property, you know, and Julie was pregnant at the time, I think. And there are some great photos, which I'm sure we'll see this weekend, of that forehand running free. And Philip Meads, who is one of my best friends, was driving this horse. And there's a picture of him, like, hiding in this little alley with the forehand running free past him.
That, how dangerous is that with those horses, all that harness? With the carriage still? Oh, man, that's dangerous.
Yeah, four horses galloping with a 1,300-pound carriage and no driver. And then they ran back and forth on that property. But luckily, like I said, it's kind of closed in, so they just kind of stayed along the road, along the dirt path, and they couldn't get out to the main street. And people have little places to hide around the barn, so it ended up everyone...
So that's the emergency plan when a foreign hand gets loose? Hide?
Yeah.
Hide. Yes, hide.
We've seen videos of guys trying to jump in front of foreign hands like that. Bad idea. They're not stopping.
Yeah. Yeah, I think what happened was, well, I know they hit a car and the carriage flipped back up. So then they were running a little bit more. And I think what happened is the leaders actually ran into a fence with bushes on it, and that slowed them down enough that people could catch them.
Oh,
but
that
you can't
is
catch
very,
them when they're galloping.
That's very dangerous for the horses and for everybody and everything in its path. Not
yeah.
good. Because they feed off each other. Yeah. I mean,
and
we've had one.
To gallop, you know?
Yeah, right.
So
we've had one horse loose, but I've never seen four. That must be a sight to see. Ooh.
Yeah.
And then David O'Connor, did he ever, has he ever gotten in a carriage since?
He's, I have never seen him back in another CDE, so so maybe, I think maybe a Kentucky comes out to see, but I don't think he's going to get back on.
Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we have an unlikely show lined up. We begin with the unlikely pairing of natural horsemanship and hunter-jumper legend, as we welcome Jonathan Field, Canadian cowboy and Road to the Horse competitor, to the show. And he's going to chat with us about an upcoming training video he is working on with, get this, George Morris. Yeah. And following some very unlikely horsey headlines and most unlikely punchlines, really bad ads, takes us into the weekend with the unlikeliest of online advertisements submitted by you, our loyal listeners. Take it away, Glenn.
Thank you, Jennifer. And you're with an unlikely host, me. So, perfect. My Daily Winnie goes out to the fine folks at Tactfully Done. These guys actually clean tack for people for a living up there. I think it's Michigan. I'd have to look again to let me check that out. It's yep, it's in Saginaw, Michigan. And they wrote on their page yesterday, I'm so late to this party, but hey, y'all, it's never too late. I have to admit that Horse Husbands Unite crew hooked me up on the Horse Radio Network, and yesterday it saved my sanity. Straight up, the best time you can spend on the internet, podcast radio, informative, friendly, humorous, and real. Get on over there and give it a listen. Well, we appreciate the shout-out there from everybody over at Tactfully Done. You know, we have almost 3,000 episodes, and if you guys are there cleaning tack all day long, that's got to get boring. So we could probably keep you busy for the next 10 years with all of our past episodes. So welcome to the show. We're glad you tuned in and glad you told everybody about it, and it's good to have you on board. And it's not everybody that gets a Daily Winnie on the first day that they're listening. You know that. So
I know.
Yeah. All right, here's your...
Well, my Daily Winnie is actually to you and Jennifer, because I think that many of our listeners don't know this, but you two volunteer for the Red Cross, and the other day you were off volunteering your time to open another Red Cross center.
That's so right. Yep, we talked about it a little bit on Monday, but yeah, we were last weekend. We spent time helping out with the fires here in Ocala. Thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that sometimes we, you know, just focus on our horse issues on these kind of shows, and they might not see the other side of you. But, you know, volunteering for the Red Cross is so important, and I try to give blood, but, you know, like the other day I was supposed to, and I chickened out. But so here, I'm not even giving blood, and you're opening the whole center, and I think that's really inspiring, and I thank you both for doing that.
Now, you chickened out. You're a veterinarian.
Yeah, I know, but I'm sticking the horses. I don't want to be stuck.
There are some people that just can't do it because they, like, pass out when they get stuck with a needle. I mean, they just can't do it.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I just chickened out. But I do always faint after because I don't know why, but I always faint after I give blood, so I have to lay down for, like, an hour.
Well, you're like 5'2" and weigh 90 pounds. So you take some blood out, and there's not much left, and you're going to faint after. So,
I don't weigh 90
you know.
Pounds. I wish.
So the Red Cross actually does blood in a lot of states, but not all states. Some states have different organizations that do the blood banks. And the Red Cross does it in a lot of areas, but there are many, many areas. I always thought that the Red Cross was the only one that did it, but there are many, many areas where, like in Lexington, the Red Cross didn't do the blood. They had a consortium of the hospitals that got the donated blood. So it depends on the location, but they do it in many areas. Yeah. Well, that's cool. Very good. Thank you, Wendy. Appreciate that. Hey, did you see, we didn't get a chance to mention this, but did you see that the world's oldest horse, Shane, died the other day?
I did, and that was really sad because, you know, I'm an Irish draft lover, and he was an Irish draft sport horse. So I knew of him. I knew of him being around. And I was sad to hear that he passed, but it seemed like he had a wonderful life and, you know, had a great day every day. So that's all you can hope for.
51 years old. That is old for a horse. They said that's 120 in human years. We had a pony that lived into her 40s before. That pony lived forever.
Yeah.
Ponies, though, you hear about ponies living a lot longer than horses.
Yeah, it's interesting that this was a horse that lived so old. And then there was another horse, the Guinness, the oldest horse in the Guinness records was like some kind of draft horse, too.
Yeah. Well, this one was in, Ireland? It was actually in Ireland, I think.
It was in England, actually.
It was in England. It was at the Essex Sanctuary, and the horse had mild arthritis. Now, I got to say, I'm looking at a picture of Shane, and Shane looked to be 51. Shane showed his age. Yeah.
Yeah.
There weren't a lot of facelifts there. He was showing his age, 51.
Nice.
And it looks like he got hairier as he got older, didn't he? I mean, he's covered in hair.
Yeah. Irish drafts are pretty hairy anyways.
Are they?
Yeah, they can be really hairy.
You have Irish horses, right? Irish sport horses.
I used to breed Irish drafts and Irish sport horses.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there was a terrifying event that happened to the USC, the University of South Carolina equestrian team the other day. They were taking a flight from Charlotte Airport, and what happened was they were going off to a show, and they were getting ready to take this flight to Charlotte. Charlotte's a huge airport. Actually, it's a very nice airport. And they were getting ready to take this flight, and then they were on the airplane, and all of a sudden the flight had to be aborted when the plane encountered a flock of birds. They were taking off, coming down the runway, Wendy, got the front wheels off the ground when a bird hit the engine, one of the engines. So the pilots, get this, were able to take the plane down, slam on the brakes, and get it stopped, like they said, a couple feet before the end of the runway.
That's amazing.
Talk about terrifying. But then it would happen so fast, you wouldn't even know what the hell's going on. So you probably, you know, you probably wouldn't have time to be too terrified. But, yeah, they said fire trucks responded to make sure the brakes were cooled off and it didn't catch on fire. And the passengers stayed on the plane for 2 hours and they were towed back to the terminal. No one was injured. Always makes me wonder why
did it take them 2 freaking hours?
I know.
Really?
Usually in that case, they have them all jumping out onto the ramps and down to the runway anyway. But,
I know. You think you'd want to get off right away, because what if it blows up or something?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what the usual procedure is, to open the doors and let the things blow up and you take a ride. But they didn't do that, so I don't know.
There's a bigger question here, though, Glenn.
Yeah?
Now, the story does not say that it was flight number XYZ on airline L. It says
really
the USDT. Did they have, like, their own private plane?
I don't know. I assumed it was a passenger plane, but I don't know. Maybe the University of South Carolina equestrian team's rich.
Hey, guys, apply at University of South Carolina. They're doing okay.
Yeah, it really doesn't say that in the news story, does it? Let me see if I can find every... let me see. I found another article. Let's see what it says. Is a Delta Airlines flight.
Oh, okay. I feel better.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Delta. No wonder they had to sit there for 4 hours. Delta.
Yeah, it was delayed. That
makes all sense now. Yeah.
They had to mobilize.
Yeah. Yep, they said it was later towed to the gate. 130 customers were put on another aircraft. Do you think they were a little nervous taking off the second time, Wendy?
I would be. I'm not sure I would want to. I'd need a day to regroup.
Yeah, for sure. And then there were horses getting in trouble all over the country. In Atlantic City, I've been on the Atlantic City Expressway before. And the Atlantic City Expressway is pretty much a nightmare, sort of like the rest of Atlantic City. Sorry for anybody who lives near there. But pretty much the only nice part of Atlantic City is right on the boardwalk. But the Atlantic City Expressway is very busy. But there was these horses, I guess, that decided the grass was greener in the middle of the Atlantic City Expressway, and they escaped from their farm, and they were running westbound on the expressway and bringing traffic to an absolute halt, obviously. And this was at 5:41 p.m., rush hour. Three of these horses, yeah, I know. They decided to stop in the median and have a snack. So they did go off to the median, and they were eating grass, because everybody knows the grass is greener on the inside of the Atlantic City Expressway median with the beer bottles and the cans and the exhaust and all that stuff.
Well,
so,
it's the Garden State.
That's true. Well, apparently they got some local farmers who helped round up the horses. It took them till 6:35 to get them loaded into a trailer and taken home, so traffic was tied up for a couple hours on the Atlantic City Expressway. Thanks to these three freeloaders, decided to take a run down the highway.
That's actually not that long a time, you know?
When you think about it, they did do it pretty well. I think the owners were probably nearby.
Yeah.
How terrifying you're going down the highway.
That loading horses that weren't in the middle of the highway.
Yeah, they at least loaded.
Yeah, thank God for that.
And then there was this other, I have to tell you this other one, this other headline. I saw it this morning and I went, what? And then the story didn't make any sense. So I'm just going to read it as it's written, and I apologize for how terrible it's written. Possibly drunk horses attempt to take to the freeway. Yep, that's what it said. Two loose horses were found on an Interstate 680 freeway at the on-ramp of Martinez, California, after last call Saturday, Sunday night. The horses were rounded up around 2 a.m. on the Ponchecho off-ramp on northbound I-680. They were apparently just hanging out, but authorities shut down the off-ramp while the California Highway Patrol, Animal Patrol, and the Sheriff's Department could help get them out of the way. Apparently it took three departments to get two horses off the road. No word on what, if anything, these horses could have been drinking or how they even got free. But Martinez is the ancestral home of the martini, which have been known to cause questionable behavior. Anyway, it's not nearly as weird as a sea lion on the freeway. So apparently they also had a sea lion on the freeway there in California. So there you go. How about take three departments to get two horses off the road?
Because it's two in the morning. They're probably all sitting around waiting for something to happen. Right?
Yes, and you know what? I think probably what happened. The California Highway Patrol got there, pulled up and said, this isn't my department. I don't do horses. They called Animal Control, and then the Sheriff's Department just came by for the fun of it to see what was going on. So you probably had 65 cops out there and Animal Control trying to get these horses off the road with flashing lights everywhere.
and the news crews, and they probably had martinis out there drinking while they were rounding him up. That's probably why he brought this up. That's what inspired the story.
Jennifer, I know this has been a week for rescues, too. We didn't even start to cover them. You sent me a list the other day of about 65 different rescues that have happened over the last week. Horses in rivers, horses in mud, horses in pools. I mean, it was a bad week for horses this week. They're on the road, they're in rivers, they're in pools. They're just getting out everywhere.
My favorite one, the horse that got stuck in slurry.
Yes, what exactly is slurry?
He got stuck inside of a 7-Eleven in the soda pop department? Or he was in slurry.
Exactly. You know, slurry just sounds bad. You know, it just sounds like it's going to be eaten, you know? Slurry.
Yeah.
Well, Wendy, before we go on here to our first guest, I never got a chance to do my crappy list Wednesday. I have a crappy list. It's the time of week when we get a little bit away from horses and just talk about life in general, because even horse people, we live lives in general, too. And
we do?
Yeah, we do. We eat. And we drive places, and we have to clean the house occasionally. And then we do those things. We date. We go to movies. Well, anyway, I have a list of things, and you're going to relate. You're a little younger than we are. But, you know, these are things that you're probably going to remember, too. These are things that have gone away because of technology. And, boy, when I was looking through this list, I added a couple because I was looking through this list going, that's right. These things have gone away. And so the youngsters out there, the teenagers, they probably don't even know what these things are.
But I know.
People, you know, if you're over 30, you're gonna go, oh, yeah, I used to do that. All right, you ready? These are the top things that have gone away because of technology. How about print photographs and put them in an album? When's the last time you put a photo in an album with those little black sticky corner things that never stuck and then got everywhere?
I mean, I can't even remember. I would just order books off my iPhoto if I wanted, like, you know, solid pictures, or you print them out yourself.
Right. But we still have a couple of those old photo albums that had those little black corners that I swear never stuck to anything. And we still have some of those. Yeah.
I have some of those, too. I can't believe that I do, but I'm going to admit I have some.
Yeah. How about using an eraser? Now, Jennifer still uses pencils, so you probably still use erasers, don't you, Jennifer?
Yes, absolutely. I go to the office supply store, and I buy the variety pack of colors. Yeah.
Sure. She likes color erasers. How about Whiteout? When's the last time you used Whiteout?
I don't think they even make Whiteout anymore.
No, they do. I use Whiteout all the time as a vet.
But your fingernails don't count, Wendy.
What? Oh, my fingernails, yes. How do you think I get my French manicure? No, but as a vet, like when you have to do official paperwork, like your passports, you have to write in pen, and if you make a mistake, then you have to white it out, and then you have to initial it. It's like all very serious.
Really?
Yes.
No.
White out your passport.
Huh. I didn't know that. Do you remember how hard it was when you were and I was a terrible typist. I still am a terrible typist. And you get the typewriter out, you put that piece of paper in, and you got to type up a report for school or something. You get halfway through it, and you screw it up, and you have to rip it out and start over. Oh, what a nightmare. What a nightmare typing was.
I don't remember typing. I don't remember using a typewriter.
She is a youngster, Jennifer. We actually saw two of these yesterday, and it really struck us because it's not something you see hardly anymore. It's payphones. Remember having to carry change for payphones? Wow. You don't see those two, but they're still around.
Thing. I don't think I'd even know how to use the payphone if you have to put money in, because I've had to do that sometimes in Europe, and I have to read the instructions, and then how do you know how much money you need to put in?
I know. It's the same thing. And I think you'd even swipe your credit card now. I haven't used a payphone in so long. I remember payphones used to be, you know, when I was first started in doing my previous world a job where I was in the investment world, going to people's homes at night. And if you couldn't, first of all, you didn't have a GPS. You just had directions they gave you. And the directions, when people give you directions, it's always like take the third church to the left and then go to the house that has the big bird out front. You know, right. And then you get to that house and they've moved the bird to the backyard, you know, so there's no bird out front. And you don't know where to go and it's dark and you're lost. So then you have to drive all the way back to a town to find a payphone. Hopefully you could find a payphone to call them. And by then you're 2 hours late. I remember those days. Yep.
Yep.
How about use the phone to check the time? Used to be able to call on the phone with star something or other and used to be able to check the time that way. Make sure your watch was right. And that's how you made sure your watch was at the correct time. Was you called?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right. How about buy event tickets in person? Get in line at midnight to buy a concert ticket. That doesn't happen anymore. People just buy them online.
No. You have to buy them online.
What's the concert you remember going to the most? What was your favorite concert?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't go to a lot of concerts, but I was like a crazy Sting fan, so I always would go to the Sting concert and the Police.
Well, that's not dating you at all, Wendy.
I know.
When we first started our business, when we had our horse farm, you couldn't advertise it on Craigslist. You couldn't advertise it anywhere because there really wasn't much. When you advertised your horse farm for boarding, where did you place the ad, Jennifer?
Oh, you had to go to the newspaper and put in a classified ad.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
And they weren't cheap. What was it, about $100 back then to put a classified ad in? It was not cheap. And then they did it by the word, right, Jennifer? It was by the letter or by the word?
Yeah,
and it was
number of characters, yeah.
That's
so
right.
You had to figure out how to abbreviate things.
It was like the first Twitter. You had to really keep it under 140 characters.
It was the
characters.
Original Twitter.
Or it cost you a bundle to advertise your farm. Yep, that's how you did it. How about reverse the charges? Call collect.
Ooh.
It's been a while. It's been a long time. Yeah. Hey, you know what we used to do in high school, Wendy? Because we didn't have cell phones. You had pay phones in the high school. And after sports, you never knew when the practice was going to end, so we always had to call our parents to come pick us up. Well, believe it or not, and this is going to bring back memories too, it was long distance. Remember they had local calls? You could make local calls that were in a certain geographical area, and then you had long distance calls, and your parents would not allow you to make long distance calls. That was like forbidden because it was so expensive.
Right.
So the payphone was long distance from the school to our house, just crossed that line into long distance. So what we would have to do is get on the payphone, call, let it ring twice, hang up, call back, let it ring twice, hang up, and that was the code that our parents were supposed to come pick us up at school.
Are you kidding me?
That's how we did it.
You should have just done a smoke signal or something. That's so funny.
That was good.
Did it cost anything if you called and hung up?
Nope, because nobody answered, then you get your quarterback. Or dime back then. You get your dime back then. Yeah.
A dime.
I have one, Glenn.
Yeah.
The old and Wendy will remember this one. You used to have to call the secretary of your horse trials or horse show or CDE to get your ride times.
Oh yeah.
You used to have to call
those people. They must have hated us. I mean, how many calls did they get? Millions.
Yes.
We used to call all the time.
The
I remember
call such and such number between such and such hours to get your ride times.
I think Wendy and I talked to somebody that was in charge of that. Remember, one of the shows we talked to somebody who was in charge of that for a big show, rodeos or something, and she said the best thing that's ever happened now is that the computer, because she doesn't have to answer 50 calls a day.
I know.
How about call theaters for movie information? When you wanted to see when the movie was, either you got a newspaper or you called the theater and they had a recording, and you had to sit through all of the movie times for all of the different movies to get to the one you wanted to see what the times were.
I remember that. I do remember that.
And then how about the Yellow Pages? They still hand them out, but is everybody like us? We throw them out almost immediately. I never look at the Yellow Pages. I can't tell you the last time I opened that book.
I always throw it away. And if I see it at somebody else's house, I also throw it away. Because if I see Yellow Pages at somebody's house, they're a hoarder. So I'm helping them.
That's fun.
You know it. If you have the Yellow Pages, you're a hoarder.
That's true.
Because you don't need it.
That's right. You know,
no,
I wish they'd stop.
Like,
they're killing trees with those yellow pages. They should stop printing those now already. Jeez.
I know. I don't understand why they have it. But you know what? You know why they have it? Because they sell people ads in there. They convince people that they need to be in the yellow pages.
They convince people that people still read the yellow pages, which is the amazing part.
Print
letters?
Ad is dead.
That's true. That's right. Advertise it with us, Horse Radio Network.
Yeah.
Write letters is another one. Yeah, last time I sat down and actually wrote a letter. Dial *69. Remember what *69 was?
No, what's that?
It was to see who called you. Remember, if somebody called and you didn't, because you didn't have the little screen that would tell you who was calling, so you would dial *69 back and it would give you the phone number of the person who just called you.
Oh, yeah, I kind of remember that.
Yeah.
So you couldn't prank call people anymore because they could *69 you.
That's right. And that was a big thing, actually. That's when all of us stopped doing prank calls as teenagers because they could tell who was calling now. It kind of ruined that.
Yeah. It didn't.
All that good fun. Encyclopedias. Nobody buys encyclopedias anymore because as soon as you buy them, they're out of date.
Encyclopedias.
Sell them?
No, they must not still sell them. They can't.
I don't know.
Because it's so much easier to just Google it.
I know. And then send postcards. Yeah, that's something that nobody does even from vacation anymore. Nobody sends postcards.
I actually send postcards.
Oh, do you? You still do it?
I like to send postcards, yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, that's my list of things that have gone away thanks to technology. There, that brings back some memories. And most of them I don't want to remember anymore. I kind of like technology. Kind of like how it's helped us out.
Me too.
Especially the phone thing, not having to find payphones. I really do like that. And GPSs. I think GPSs are probably my favorite piece of technology.
Oh, my God. I can't even get around without my GPS.
And I don't miss trying to fold maps. Jennifer was an expert at folding the map back the way it came, but there's very few people could do that.
No, definitely you and I cannot refold the map. We're not that personality type.
We didn't have the patience to do that, that's for sure. No. Well, let's take a break. We got our first guest, Jonathan Field, coming up. He's going to talk a little bit about his experience with George Morris, of all people. We have the natural horsemanship cowboy with the hunter-jumping legend. So we're going to find out how that all came to be in just a minute. But first, we have our Friday Kentucky Performance Products Nutrition Minute. And this sort of continues a thing we started on Wednesday of Poop Week here at Horses in the Morning. This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
If you've ever had a horse with diarrhea, you know what a frustrating problem it can be. Finding an ingredient that works to dry up the diarrhea becomes a high priority. It turns out that researchers have found one, a yeast called Saccharomyces boulardii. It has been proven to improve and halt episodes of diarrhea. It supplies specific nutrients to the lining of the small and large intestines, and these nutrients promote healing of irritated tissues. It also supports improved starch and sugar digestion in the small intestine, reducing the opportunity for imbalances to occur in the hindgut. Nalox Advanced, made by Kentucky Performance Products, contains Saccharomyces boulardii, along with a blend of fermentation solubles and stomach buffers. Nalox Advanced is recommended for horses of any age that are suffering from diarrhea. It also supports a healthy digestive tract in horses at risk for gastric or colonic ulcers, such as performance horses or any horse that is constantly on the go and exposed to stressful situations. For best results, Nalox Advanced should be fed on a daily basis.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com. That's right. It's Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com. We thank them for their continuing support of Horses in the Morning. And that does continue Poop Week here on Horses in the Morning. What other show could we talk a whole half an hour about it on Wednesday and then come back and talk about it again today? You won't find that on any other show on the radio today. And
what if they have a proctologist show? If there's a proctologist weekly, I'm sure they have poop week every week.
That's true. Why don't you check that out, Wendy? See if there is a show.
I will.
A lot of jokes there, which I can't make. All right, we're going to come up to our first guest now. Has nothing to do with the previous topic, but he's a good guy. We had a chance to talk to him. Helene and I did over the Stable Scoop Show back in September. Had a great time chatting with him, and that's Jonathan Field. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Good. I'm sorry about the previous topic there.
I'm glad that you said that I had nothing to do with that topic. I was hearing that conversation going, oh, great, poop week.
I was trying to think how to do a smooth transition there, and I couldn't really come up with one, to be honest with you. Now, Jonathan, we had a great time talking to you over on Stable Scoop. But, you know, Jennifer, in her research for this morning, found an interesting little thing about you that I wanted to bring up. Something about some commercials for some company, right, Jennifer?
Some outfit called BlackBerry. They make phones.
Yeah. Yeah, what happened there? You did some commercials for BlackBerry?
Well, actually, what happened was I had just gotten onto the smartphone thing, well behind everybody else. And I was sitting there training this horse and starting this young horse for a lady. And I said, man, this phone is so cool. You know, look what I can do. I can check my emails. I can, preview, all these things that these things do. So she said, oh, yeah, have you ever heard of RIM? And I said, no, I didn't know what that was. And RIM is Research in Motion. They're the ones that own BlackBerry. And she goes, well, I'm one of the vice presidents of RIM. And she happened to be, an executive with RIM. And anyways, ended up, they had a campaign called Love What You Do, and I ended up being featured in it, just me riding around. And, as our life is so much on the road, and, with all that we do, the phones and, all that portable technology really comes in handy for us.
She didn't pull out an iPhone, did she?
No, she didn't, no.
Okay, good. I was just checking.
Yeah.
That's funny. Isn't it funny how things work? Here you are showing her your cool new phone. She was probably thrilled somebody's using a BlackBerry.
Yeah, that's
just
right.
Just think, though, if Jonathan had used an iPhone, he would not have gotten the gig.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
Exactly right.
No.
Well,
be on
Jonathan,
the dark side.
Now, Jonathan, of course, you're a natural horsemanship. We call you a natural horsemanship cowboy. I want to know how you teamed up with one of the legends in all of horses, actually, George Morris, hunter jumper legend, but, a true legend in the world of horses and people who know anything about horses. How did you team up with him to do this little project?
Yeah, George and I was at an expo called the Main Event. That's up in Chilliwack, B.C., close to where I live. And I was performing with my horses. I had a bunch of Liberty horses out there, and I was riding around bridleless. And I did this jump on one of the horses with no saddle or no bridle. And George, I don't know whether he had his head around the corner or he happened to see me. And anyways, we started visiting back and forth about horses and horsemanship. And this was, I guess, it had to be about 5 years ago. We just developed a friendship. And he invited me down to Wellington. And I didn't want to go, it kind of was in a nice conversation. And he said, well, you should come down and ride with me sometime. And I didn't want to go, okay, see you Thursday type of thing. And I said, oh, yeah, that would be great. And I didn't really think he was actually like, come on down. And so the next year he came back. He happened to come back to that show 2 times in a row. And he said, so when are you going to come down? Ride with me. I'll teach you how to jump and, we'll have some fun. I said, well, I'm there. This offer's not going to come a third time. So actually, my dad came with me. I got him down there, and he got to go touch the Atlantic Ocean. And we went down and spent about 4 or 5 days with George. I rode with him every day, hung out with him. We just talked horses all day and just, became friends and really, shared back and forth horsemanship. And there was one particular horse that there was a challenge with of a friend of his that had been injured and had to be in a stall, needed to be walked, but was rearing and doing all this crazy stuff. And he asked if I would help the lady. I was a Saint-Francais horse. And I said, yeah, I'd love to. So we went back over there. And George just really said what we do is very much aligned. I mean, the horse is the horse. And it kind of developed from there. Then We just stayed in touch over the years and decided to get together to this most recent time to make the DVD together, and really on the foundation of horsemanship and of course, jumping.
Well, tell us about the DVD. What exactly is it?
Well, you know, George is so strong in his viewpoint around, you know, horsemanship and the foundation and how riders, you know, need to have both of that and have those really essential skills to get to the high levels that, you know, that he says, you know, a lot of the young riders aren't getting today, that you know, in his day that they used to get by starting their own horses and, you know, even for that matter, grooming their own horses and going through all the horse care. So many horses are led to a mounting block and riders become great riders but not necessarily horsemen. So this is really about, you know, the foundation from that point of view on his end, and then, of course, the foundation, you know, that's really what my specialty is, or that's what we do, is teach people horsemanship from a foundation point of view, both to train the horses and the riders. So it's really trying to mesh the two worlds a little bit to try to help people, help horses be able to go further in the hunter world or the jumper world.
And, Jonathan, when is this, when's your DVD going to be released?
Well, we just finished it, we just finished the shooting about a week ago, I guess it is now, in Wellington, and we've started to look at the footage, but it's going to be a long process to get it all put together, so I would think it would be a couple of months from now at the very earliest. But it is beautiful. It's, you know, those white silica sand arenas down there, and it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous background. The horses we had were lovely. Ashland Farm supplied us with some amazing horses to use. And George rides, it was actually on the second day of shooting was, and I didn't even know it, he didn't even tell me, but it was his 75th birthday, and he rode this amazing horse and just had this, just a beautiful ride. We all just sat in awe watching him ride, and he's excited to have that video for himself just as kind of a something to put on the shelf and say, this is what I did on my 75th birthday. So it was a beautiful ride. And then we had a student there named Spencer Smith. He was one of, you know, a higher level student that George coached, so we could see what George works on with his very top students. Then I took a young thoroughbred off the track that had only been there a month and did a bunch of stuff on the ground and then rode the horse and did all what I do. And, yeah, we had a whole bunch of different things in there.
Did George get you in breeches, Jonathan?
You know, no, he didn't, actually. I guess, you know, I'm on an English saddle on a, I got my hard hat on, I'm an English saddle, but I guess I was a bit cross-dressing, you could say. You know, I wasn't going totally English, and I still was quite a bit Western, so. But I did ride in the English saddle. My background is actually riding English. I started out as an English rider, and so to be in an English saddle is nothing new to me. I rode more English as a kid than I did Western, so. But I haven't gone back to the breeches. that's the jump I haven't made yet.
I personally think no guy looks good in breeches. I think that should be off limits myself.
Yeah.
You don't have to wear the super tight ones. You can wear the kind of baggy ones.
Yeah, that's right. No, I haven't made that step yet.
Did you did you do a small level show while you were down there? Did you compete? Did you jump?
No. No, I'm not ready for that, but no, I'd like to. I have a jumping horse. I have a couple that I've had over the years, and I'd like to go do some of that. But no, I just follow George around the first 2 days. He starts in the morning, 7:30, 8, and he teaches all day till 5, 6 o'clock at night, or he's at the show and he's coaching people. So it was a little similar to what I did when I first went. Just, you know, we're following him around his Volvo, you know, and just going from place to place to place, watching him give a lesson and discussing what he was doing in between. And he rides an amazing amount of horses still every day. And I just, you know, I'm watching him. I'm leaning over the fence the first couple of days, wrapped into this world of, you know, the jumping horses and watching George. And I was soaking it up so much I felt selfish. I was just like, I am enjoying this way too much. You know, but it felt so good because I travel around the country teaching all the time, and to be really in a student role, especially the first few days, really felt great, and it's a nice injection of information for me to apply to my world as well.
Did you feel like spending a couple of days with, you know, the George, with his training style and teaching, did that influence how you're training and teaching now? Did you change your attitude a little bit?
You know, every time I get to watch him, every time I get to, you know, that message of how he speaks and how consistent he is and why he's a good coach for riders of, you know, safety and the foundation skills and, you know, the real horsemanship aspects of what he just repeats. You know, it's very, from his point of view, it's just very, very simple. Why doesn't everybody do it kind of thing? But he just sees exactly what needs to be done next. It, for me, it just makes me look harder at a rider, look harder at a horse, and try to be clearer and more concise and try to say it with less, you know, less extra, you know, and repeat it if necessary, which he has no problem doing. And every time you're around a coach like him, it just makes you try to become better and a better horseman as well.
Did we see a picture of you jumping to Liverpool?
Well, I sent the horse over to Liverpool. This was a really, really sensitive. It's on my blog and my website, and it's a really sensitive thoroughbred, beautiful gray horse. I could have taken that horse home in a second. I played with him, but he was extremely sensitive, and more than anything, even just to touch him and rub him with my horseman stick or anything like that, just to get him, you know, essentially tame, was the whole first day's, you know, it was only an hour or so in the first session, but, you know, just to get that over. And then the Liverpool was kind of like a big obstacle for us to overcome because he was really sensitive to everything, let alone the Liverpool. So he actually got very confident. I could send him back and forth. And then I rode him over a bunch of little obstacles, little jumps. Yeah.
Now, you know, there's a reason that there's a saying in a bumper sticker now that's WWGD. Have you seen that bumper sticker yet?
No.
What would George do? That's become a thing now. And a saying out there is WWGD. And if you ever see a bumper sticker, they sell them all over the place. Now you'll know what that means. What would George do?
I need one of those.
Yeah, it's become a thing. And actually, people are saying it now. It's become part of the lexicon is what would George do?
Wow.
So, and look, you got to make a DVD with him.
Yeah, it was surreal. Halfway through it, you know, we've shot a lot of DVDs over the years, educational horsemanship DVDs and stuff, and halfway through it, I'm watching him, he's mic'd, and he's on a horse, and I'm looking, I'm just going, oh, this is being captured, you know, forever here, and, you know, it's just such, I just kept thinking about young riders around the country, around the world that respect and admire George, and I can't wait for them to be able to see this, and you know, get that chance, you know, in another way to see George and get to know his message. And we just shot all day. I mean, we have so much footage, it's crazy. So we want to try to make kind of two DVDs. One is more of a condensed hour-long version, and then one is like a full manual, really the uncut footage for the entire 2 days. Me as a horseman, I would want to watch every minute if I could have the chance. And I know a lot of people are the same, where they would want to see the whole thing, not just kind of the condensed version. So we're going to try to put absolutely much as we can of covering the whole 2 days off.
Now, what excuse are you going to find next year to go hang out at Wellington all winter?
Yeah, exactly. I'm already thinking about that. You're on top of it with me already. But yes. What are we going to do
now?
There's
got to be somebody else you can work with down there next year.
Yeah, that's right. Good point.
Well, now, your website is what?
www.jonathanfield.net.
Okay, so it's jonathanfield.net.
And yeah, you'll go to the blog.
You'll let us know when it comes out, so we can announce it here and people can go find it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd love to do that. And George actually said when Jennifer asked us to come on that he'd be happy to come on as well when it releases. So hopefully we'll be able to get back together with you guys, and we're going to work hard to produce a nice product. And
that'd be terrific. You know, I don't know if Jamie would be able to talk, our regular co-host here on Horses of the Morning. I don't know if she'd be able to talk if George was on. I think that's one of those people that she would just clam up. That would be it.
Well, you're going to have me back then, Glenn.
Yeah, you would do
I
it.
I like the George.
Well, thank you, Jonathan. It's always a pleasure having you on the show. Please come back again.
Well, thanks so much, guys. Have a great day today.
And maybe next time we won't lead in with poop.
Okay, sounds good.
See you, Jonathan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Jonathan Field. Always a pleasure to have him on the show. He's a good guy. And if you missed the interview with him, he was on Stable Scoop number 198 on September 27, 2012. You can find it at stablescoop.com. What a fun time. We spent almost an hour with him. And he's just a good guy, just a lot of fun. I really like him.
He's really inspiring. You know, I was reading his story about his injury, you know, with his hand. And I think that people, when they have those kind of incidents, it was like, well, you know, I'm Chinese, so I love the Bruce Lee story, but Bruce Lee, like, really came into himself when he had his broken back. And you decide at that moment whether you're going to wallow in self-pity or you're going to get up and do something. And to get up over those challenges, you have to push yourself so much that you always come out. It's almost like you have time to plan what you want your best life to be. I was really inspired by this story.
He spent a while talking about that accident, too, and what inspired him to do what he does today on that show. So if you get a chance, go back and listen to it, because it was very interesting. And yeah. I know the audience is going, well, what happened to his hand? Well, now you're going to have to go listen. Because
now you're going to have to go listen.
It was dramatic, I can tell you. Yeah. Well, the we still use, you know, we haven't mentioned it here in a while, but we still use here at the Horse Radio Network here at, I think, Jennifer, we really have to come up with a name for our farm. We never did do that. I kind of still want HRN Radio Ranch. I think HRN Radio Ranch is what we should do.
I love that.
Do you like it?
Yep. I'm leaving a thumbs up for that.
Okay. All right, good. Wendy likes it, then it's sold. So HRN Radio Ranch. Anyway, here at Radio Ranch, we use the Equity Flexin Fork, and it's one of the best manure. Boy, we are on a poop roll here. And by the way, here's my ADD kicking in. Glenn Forster just sent me a message, Jennifer. He says slurry is a term used for liquid manure.
Ah! Oh, my God.
Here at Horse Radio Network. No, it really is poop week. We just can't get away from it. Well, if you've got poop to clean up in your pastures, then there's only one thing to do it with, and that is either the Flexin Fork or the Shaken Fork from Equity Manufacturing. The Flexin Fork has a built-in suspension system that really does make it easier to clean. We clean paddocks here in Florida, and in Florida, these trees and the bushes and everything we have these little teeny-weeny little roots that go along the top of the sand. And when you're cleaning the paddocks, it's a nightmare to clean it without flicking and hitting yourself in the face with the poop and all that stuff. Well, you don't have to worry about that with the Flexin Fork because it has this little built-in suspension system. As far as I know, it's the only one that does this. And it stops that flicking problem. It's really great for cleaning paddocks and stalls or both. But if you clean more than, I would say, 3 or 4 stalls a day, then you want the Shaken Fork. That's the one that does it for you. It's automated. It actually has a built-in motor. You press a button, it shakes for you. It takes everything but the poop falls out of the fork, and all you have left is the waste. You throw it in the wheelbarrow, and you're good to go. We have a lot of our listeners now that are using the Shaken Fork, and a couple of them actually that clean stalls for a living, and they use the Shaken Fork every day, and they said it saves them about half the time, and it saves them about half the bedding. So that's one of the reasons you want to look at it if you clean more than 2 or 3 stalls a day. It's the Shaken Fork from Equity Manufacturing, and if you're not cleaning that many stalls, then you want the Flexin Fork. Well worth the money. They're a little bit, tiny bit more expensive than other forks, but I'll tell you what, they last forever. They're really, really super tough, and you're going to want to check them out at equitymfg.com. Well, I have something special for you here now. Instead of a song today, I thought I would share with you something that came out yesterday and is already proving to be a hit. I've seen many comments on Facebook about it. And that is, and Wendy is involved in this in a roundabout way, that is the Sable Scoop 5th Annual Horse Husbands episode. 4 of us got together, 4 of us horse husbands / boyfriends got together and had a good time chatting. Now, did you get to listen to it, Wendy?
I did. I liked it. It was funny.
Yeah. Now, are you still with your boyfriend or have you kicked him out?
No, I thought what he said was great. But you know what? I have a suggestion for next year if you're going to have Kyle on there. It should be horse husband / life partners, because we both are never, ever going to get married. And all I've gotten all morning is like, oh, my God, are you and Kyle engaged? I'm like, no. And, that's one of the things that we really like about each other.
Well, he was great. we had four great people. Well, we had three great people and me. We had
you were great.
A regular on there is Rick, who is from Louisiana, and he is married to Michelle of Right Lead Equestrian, and he is sort of my co-host the last 4 years for that episode. And then we had your boyfriend, who is fairly new boyfriend. You know, the guys haven't been together a year yet. And then we had Leslie Wiley from Horse Nation. Her her husband, who is a brand new husband, okay, Tommy, came on, and they just got married within the past, 6 months, I think. So he came on, and he was terrific. As a matter of fact, I think anybody that any single horse girl who's listening to that show is going to want to marry him. He came across as the best horse husband ever, didn't he?
Yeah, he was great.
He was all nice and friendly and, you know, I'll do this for her and I'll do that for her. And we kept trying to break him down, but he just wouldn't give. Either that or she was going to beat him to death after, and he had been warned. I'm not sure which.
That's true. He could have been nervous about it.
But they did a good job. I thought it was a good show. Well, I did a little reading at the beginning of the show, put it to music that I thought everybody would like. So let's take a listen to that. We're going to come back. Really Bad Ads is still going on yet today. But this is a little reading from the beginning of the Horse Husbands episode. Here we go. It's called Horse Husbands. This is a reading of Horse Husbands by Harold Roy Miller, read by Glenn the Geek, founder of the Horse Radio Network and America's Horse Husband. To all you horse husbands who have equine-loving wives, whose horses are the centers of your darling's daily lives, I sympathize with you men. I know exactly how you feel, because I also have to endure this exasperating ordeal. You probably are the guy who bought the fences and the stalls, and the one who built the corrals and put up the horses' shed walls. More than likely, it was your cash that paid for the horses you both own, but women have selective memories about this, a fact that is well known. The minute that you enter their equine-oriented dominion, you instantly become a non-entity without any say or opinion. They will also chastise you severely if you fail to follow orders when it comes to taking care of their precious four-hoofed boarders. They'll tell you how to mount your horse and how to position your feet, the proper way to hold the reins and to sit in the saddle seat, the way to brush and halter and other things they think you forgot. And you'll get a lesson in horse nutrition, whether you want it or not. Although it is your chore to feed the horses day and night, to them you are still a rookie and never seem to get it right. They act like you have no common sense and darn near committed a crime if you waver when you feed and don't do it their way every time. It doesn't matter if you are a racetrack jockey or a famous rodeo star. Somehow your equine skills never quite measure up to par. They live in their focused world of the horse, where women run to the show, and any male with a laid-back attitude interrupts the natural flow. They expect a guy to cowboy up, and oh, how they can scold if he doesn't care to take a ride or clean stalls in the Arctic cold. They don't tolerate insubordination. They want to make sure you understand. Though you may be the king of your castle, in the corrals, you're a hired hand. Now a wise man will act like he heard every word his sweetheart has said, and not stand there fuming with anger or with a question mark over his head. A smart man won't growl or groan, making her sulky and downhearted. They'll just give her a kiss and say, "Okay, honey," and do it the way they started.
You're so poetic, Glenn.
I know. Wasn't that good?
It was so cute.
It's so cute. You're listening to Horses in the Morning today on Friday, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, and you can visit them online at kppusa.com, as they do every Friday. And, Glenn, I want to let you know that we have a new sponsor here on Hit 'Em that we need to welcome aboard.
Yay!
Yay!
Welcome.
And that is... WinTech is a new sponsor here on Horses in the Morning. And too many riders know the frustration that comes from their saddle not fitting or no longer fitting. Many hours and many more dollars are often spent trying to compensate for poor fit or buying another saddle, only to have the same thing happened a couple of months later. Well, enter WinTech and the Easy Change Fit Solution, available exclusively in the high-performance leather saddles from Bates and the Easy Care WinTech saddles. By combining the Easy Change Gullet System introduced over 15 years ago with the new Easy Change Riser System just introduced, WinTech now offers unparalleled scope of adjustment for a total fitting solution that is not only easy but measurable, giving you total confidence to be able to easily make changes to get the saddle to fit perfectly all the time. Whether you're a serious competitor or ride horses for the joy of it, choose the saddle with the Easy Change Fit Solution that puts your horse's comfort first, and enjoy peace of mind in knowing that your saddle fit offers full adjustability and is able to meet the changing needs of your horse. And you can find out all the great details at EasyChangeFitSolution.com. I was just at the website this morning. It is excellent. It's got video. It's got all the information. Perfect. EasyChangeFitSolution.com.
We were so happy, Wendy, when we got WinTech on board, because Jennifer's been riding in a WinTech since they came out. We had a tack shop when they first came out, and we got them in right away. We sold a lot of them, too, right away. And you still had the original one. Now, you're getting a new one now because you want the new Easy Change riser system. You want to upgrade. But you still have and still ride in almost every day your WinTech saddle. Which one did you have, the 500?
The WinTech I have right now is actually the second generation. I got the first generation when the original – actually, that was the second. I got the original Easy Change Gullet system with
right.
the blocked panels. And then as soon as the care panels came out, I upgraded to the Easy Change Gullet system with the care panels. And now that the Easy Change Fit Solution is in, I'm going to upgrade to that one. And I'm also going to go with the Equus Suede, which is like a man-made suede, which is more breathable for this hot weather we have down here. So I'm very excited about that.
One of my
that
jobs.
Great. I want one of those.
They're awesome.
They are nice. And, you know, in Florida, where everything gets moldy, I mean, it's very damp and humid in the summertime. And you really have a problem with leather tack. Ask Wendy. She has all that harness sitting around. And you have a problem with mold. You can't keep it outside. You have to keep it in the air conditioning pretty much, or it's going to mold.
Yeah.
But the nice thing about the WinTech saddles is you just hose them off, you scrub them off, and you're done. I mean, it's just nice that way. And, of course, you can get the Bates leather saddles with the Easy Change Fit Solution as well. And so if you want a leather saddle, you can still get that. One of my jobs at the tack shop all those years ago when we owned our tack shop was I did two things. I had to help people put on and off the tall boots, which was a pain in the neck. But I also got to help people change their gullet out to the right size. And we said when this came out back then, this is going to revolutionize, you know, the industry, and it has. I mean, the gullet change system has really helped people find saddles that fit. And Wendy will tell you, being a vet, that's probably one of the things you run into the most, whether it's driving or riding, is saddles that fit and cause backache, right?
Yeah, because, you know, my practice is mostly sports medicine because I do acupuncture, chiropractic, and that's usually the number one reason they call you out there for back pain. And and nobody wants to hear that their super expensive saddle doesn't fit, right? But that's sometimes just a reality of the situation, and having an interchangeable gullet is so great. And if you have different types of horses, if you have like a skinny high withered thoroughbred and a big fat quarter horse, you're going to need two saddles or be able to change that gullet system. So
that's right.
I think it's a great idea.
Well, that's it. So you want to find out more about it, go to EasyChangeFitSolution.com, and we thank them for coming aboard as a sponsor. Well, it is that time, Wendy. It is time for this.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware.
Buyer beware.
Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's time for Really Bad Ads, the time of the week everybody looks forward to, where listeners submit some really bad, crappy, mostly Craigslist ads that they found. They are either full of misspellings or all one big long sentence or what they're trying to say about the horse, you know they're lying. Well, we pick them all apart. We tell you the truth about these ads. That's what we do here. It's a service to our listeners. And for that, we give a prize. And the prize, we have two of them today that we're very happy to announce. We have two prizes for you. A one-year membership to Monty Roberts Equus University worth over $120, speaking of natural horsemanship. Learn from the master horseman who continues to be at the forefront of effective gentle horse training techniques. Monty's vision years ago was to take his unmatched knowledge of 70-plus years of working with horses and make it accessible to people on their computers or even their mobile devices. He now has over 235 lessons that he has added, and he adds a new one every week to the university. People have called Monty's book, From My Hands to Yours, the Bible of Horse Training. For visual learners, Monty's Equus Online University is the holy grail of learning. You can find it at MontyRoberts.com or give him one of those away. Plus, you're going to love this, Wendy, a pair of Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls. That's right. With shipping, Woo! It's over $50. Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls are the perfect long-lasting, boredom-reducing horse treat for your horse. He or she will spend hours trying to lick Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls and grab that. I always mess this sentence up because I want to laugh. All right, so let me try it again. He or she will spend hours trying to lick and grab the entertaining ball.
Maybe I should read this one, Glenn. Maybe you're just getting embarrassed.
Go ahead. You do it. I'd rather hear you say it anyway.
All right. Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Ball is the perfect, long-lasting, boredom-reducing horse treat for your horse. He or she will spend hours trying to lick and grab the entertaining ball. Not only is this alternative to the Jolly Ball great tasting, it's packed with vitamins and minerals essential for the horse's everyday needs. And haven't
Very
we
good.
All heard that before, girls? It's good for you. Whatever.
Uncle-Jimmy's.com. That's very funny. Thank you, Wendy, for helping out on that. Remember, the names we give you here are the people who submitted the ads, not the ones who wrote them. All right, here's the first one. This week's really bad ads. I found this one. I usually start off with one I found on the best of Craigslist or the funniest Craigslist ads. Well, this one was great. Need to borrow / rent live ducks. In parentheses, not a joke. I'm hosting a house party. I need ducks for a party game. Ducks will be unharmed, and I prefer the owner remain with the ducks to ensure proper care and safety to both my and your standards. Compensation. Invitation to the party, free drinks for the entire night, or if you prefer, a small cash fee of $40 to rent your ducks. Here are the details. Ducks will be gently secured to the passenger seat of a model train set. Origami hats made of $1, $5, and $10 bills will be placed on each of the ducks' heads. He doesn't say if he's going to use a stapler for that. Guests will pay $1 for the opportunity to pick a hat from a duck's head as a prize and as the train passes by them. $1 per attempt. Lap around track. Serious inquiries only, please.
They always put that. They always put the serious inquiries. And this is such a ridiculous... And also, this game is dumb because you pay $1 for every time, but everything you pick, you don't lose any money. I don't get it.
Well, maybe the train's flying by and you can't grab it fast enough. Okay, so I have two serious problems here. One is, how are they going to get the ducks to stay in the passenger seat of the model train set? First of all, that's a big train, by the way, if you're putting the duck in the passenger seat. So how are they going to get... I'm thinking duct tape, right?
Yeah, duct tape.
Yeah, yeah. They use duct tape to duct tape the duck in there. And then... how do you get the origami hat to stay on the head of the duck?
I don't know.
Stapler?
Or super glue? You could do super glue.
Yeah, you could do super glue, I guess. Yeah, either way, it's all bad. The whole thing's bad, either way.
Whoever invented this game?
No alcohol involved, by the way, just saying. All right, Glenn sent in the next one. Why don't you take that one?
All right. 5-year-old registered quarter horse gelding, $600. He is bay roan, but in the winter he is bay. He is a big horse. He is not broke. He has had saddle on him a couple of times, but that's it. He just needs someone to ride him and work with him. I can tell you his pedigree. He has never left the property. He will load in the stock trailer, but a two horse. It takes time and a bucket of feed to get him in. He has scars on his back legs from when he was a stud. He jumped our fence and got hung up, but they heal fine and give him no problems. He runs all over the property, never limps, so his legs will be just fine. He should make an all-around horse when he is broke through, but just as good. Very easy keeper. Safe that year-round. I'll take 600 or best offer. No lowballers, as he is a good horse. Please text this number for questions, as my husband works and can't always answer the phone.
I love this. He can't load. So basically, let's read between the lines here. He will load on the stock trailer, but two horses takes time, and you need a whole bucket of feed. You're going to need to feed him the whole 25-pound bag to get him on that trailer. And not only doesn't he load, he has scars on his back legs from when he was a stud, and he jumped our fence. Okay, so he jumps fences. All right, that's another thing. You're not going to be able to keep him in the pasture. And he's lame because he hurt his back legs, but he still runs all over the property. Oh, and should we mention that he is really not broke? You can't even catch this horse. So just keep all of that in mind when you're going to buy this horse. Keep that in mind.
And technically, it doesn't say he's a gelding now. He still could
no,
be a stud.
Right. You're right. So no, it does say in the title, gelding. It says quarter horse gelding.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So they apparently gelded him. Last week they gelded him. Yeah, he'll be fine in 3 months. He'll be okay. Well, Rachel sent this one in. Wrangler Hot Gambler Hottie, Sacramento, California. Yes, that was the title. Wrangler Hot Gambler Hottie, Sacramento, California. This colt has everything you will need to be at the top. He's a very small and catty. We'll eat a cow naturally in play. Wait a minute. Let me read that again. We'll eat a cow naturally in play. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, they're delicious.
He's a carnivore. All he needs is to be broke this spring. Oh, not broke again. We is well-bred, but we'll be gelded March 19th. So if you're looking for a cow, now is the time. A colt, now is the time. If you're looking for, I can't even read the ad. If you're looking for a colt, now is the time. He clips ties all day long, stands for the farrier, and all around is a great guy. We'll be small, wide, but short. We'll be small, wide, but short. Call if interested. So let's read between the lines on this one, Wendy.
He's a pony.
He's a pony.
He's a pony eating cow.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
he's
a cow
wide,
eating pony.
But, you know, yeah. He probably eats McDonald's because he's very fat. He's wide, you know, but short. So he obviously eats McDonald's, and that's where he gets his cows. He clips all day long and stands for the farrier and arouses a great guy. So...
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So he's a gay short fat pony. Is
yep.
that right? Yeah. Yeah. So that takes the whole sentence if you're looking for a colt, now's the time, to a whole new level. Let's continue on.
Yeah. You wanna go to the next one?
Yeah.
Please.
All right. Our next one is sent in by Robin Donahue. Pulling collar and Hames, $90. We have two
right
Hames and a pull collar. What?
I said right up your alley.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have two Hames and a pulling collar to get a better size idea. We had put it on our donkey, had a few inches to spare. Currently, I am not home. My mom doesn't know how to use it or how to put it on. You are more than welcome to take a look and try it on our donkey to see. It is too small for draft, possibly for average-sized horse.
Now, does she want somebody to help her fit the Hames, or is she trying to sell it? I'm confused.
She's selling it for $90. But you know what? I don't understand. Like, oh, she only has one collar and two Hames. Like, Hames, it comes in pairs. So she has a collar and Hames. The Hames is a metal part on the outside.
Yeah.
The collar
and
is
apparently not the rest of the harness either. You can't have that. They're going to keep that.
Why would you want to put it on her donkey?
So you can see what size it is.
Well, unless your donkey is the same size as her donkey.
But, you know, maybe she should take a tape measure and measure it. Instead of just, like, saying, well, it's the size of my donkey. But this is just classic Craigslist.
Yeah,
and
it is classic.
She's not home. And how long does this ad run? Like, how long is she not home for? And her mom doesn't know how to put it on?
Right? Good point. She's not going to be home forever, apparently. All right. Beth sent the next one in. Saddles and 4-year-old quarter horse, $1,000. We have a 4-year-old quarter horse. Her name is Boot. Oh, this one doesn't have punctuation anywhere.
Oh, you've got to take a deep breath.
Oh, see, I usually give these to Jamie. All right, hold on. Let me get a drink here. I'll do this one. See, I couldn't fend this one off on Jamie this week. Thanks, Beth. Appreciate it. We have a 4-year-old quarter horse. Her name is Boots. She is great riding horse, freshly showed. And we have three and can't afford to continue to feed with new baby just arrived. We are asking $300 for Boots. We'll take best offer. We also have two great saddles that come with reins and blankets, everything you need to ride. For just the brown saddle, I'm asking $225 without things that go with it. With everything, $300. And also have really nice cross saddle with retails for $1,000. I'm asking $500 for it alone. With everything that goes with it, I'm asking $575. We are located close to Conway. Call or text.
You
there
did
you
it.
I did it.
You did
it. I did it. It's freshly showed horse. They just came back from the show last week. I always wonder when people say, we have three and can't afford to continue to feed with new baby that just arrived. Is it a baby horse or a baby person?
I don't know. And also, you have kind of a long time if it's a baby person. Like, you know, there's a couple, you know, 9 months involved that you know the baby's coming.
Well, that's true. That is true. So, I don't know. That was a long one. Thank you, Beth. I mean, Udy sent in the next one, too. I'll do this one. 2005 Appaloosa mare, $1,500. This is in Missouri. Very well-built mare, Cowie, very quick. Too quick for 60-year-old trail rider, but she is a good horse if you are 40 instead of 60. That is the first one, Wendy, that we've ever seen an age limit put in the ad. If you're over 40, she's not going to let you buy this horse. Forget it. Too old.
No. Very Cowie.
Very Cowie. What is Cowie?
I think it means like they're very, like they have cow sense or something.
Oh, okay. All right. It's very Cowie and very quick, and too quick for a 60-year-old. You know, that's interesting. Well, you know, apparently George Morris couldn't ride this horse, if you think about it.
No, he's well beyond 60.
No way he could handle this horse.
He might dare, but also, let me tell you, the George is not going to be caught dead on an Appaloosa mare. I mean, come on. He'll be happy he's over the age limit.
Good point.
You know it's true. You know it's true. It's politically incorrect, but it's true.
Gemma sent the next one in.
Okay, this is a long one. Also like the... Okay, so this is a quarter horse thoroughbred gelding for sale. Registered 1994 Tall Bay Appendix quarter horse gelding. Half thoroughbred, half quarter horse for sale. He has a black mane and tail and a nice white blaze. He was raced as a 2-year-old, came in second in a couple races. He is now content to just mosey. You'd never know he was the next racehorse. Zebi has very tender feet and must wear boots on gravel roads. We have also had shoes on him, but he seems to throw shoes quite frequently, so we decided to just put boots on him. Zebi has had a couple of injuries. He likes to just walk in all capital letters, and I mean slow, all capital letters. Zebi,
I'm not sure I know her.
Yeah. He likes to walk, and I mean slow. Zevi likes a bath in the summertime when it's 95 degrees, and he loads in the trailer with ease and without any hesitation. He can be a little bit stubborn about picking up his feet to be trimmed, but it's not because he means to make it hard for you. He just doesn't like to stand on his feet, on 3 feet. He stands absolutely still to be saddled and mounted. He can be ridden with just a rope halter or hackamore. He has not had a bit in his mouth for many years. He doesn't get fat, so he looks like a racehorse in racing condition all year round. He loves to be petted, brushed, and loved on. You have to be careful not to get stepped on because he likes to be close. He has been taught the Pirelli 7 games, and he will get out of your space if asked. He is a good-looking horse and makes a handsome pasture ornament if you don't have time to ride. He has been on trails in Missouri, South Dakota, parentheses, Badlands, where he saw a bison, which did spook him a little, parentheses, and Wyoming. I found a half-brother on the Internet for sale a couple of years ago advertised for $6,000, and I'm only asking $1,750.
All right. Now, veterinarian, read between the lines. In the second sentence, we said he throws shoes quite frequently, so we decided to put boots on him. And he does have a couple of injuries, but she doesn't say what they are. He likes to just walk, and I mean walk slow. And then in the next sentence, it's hard to pick his feet up because he doesn't like to stand on 3 feet. This horse is as lame could be.
I know. He probably definitely has laminitis.
Yeah, don't you think that's immediately what I thought, right?
Yeah.
It's laminitis.
That's why I like to walk and walk slow, because his feet are killing him.
That's right. That's right. And
that's
why
he
won't pick his feet up.
Yeah,
that's what I thought, too. But $1,750, you could have yourself a quarter horse thoroughbred gelding with laminitis. By the way, this one, he's had this laminitis for how long, do you think? The entire time this lady has owned this horse.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because he raced as a two-year-old, so that's probably why they retired him in his race career. Because you never know in the next race horse, because his feet are so sore, he can't walk.
Poor thing. I do feel bad for it, actually. If Jamie was here, she'd be calling to rescue it. You know that. She'd be dialing the phone
now. You better not let her see this ad.
No, we won't let her see this one. Doreen Rose sent in the next one. AQH. Oh, it's all in caps, too. Does it have any punctuation? No.
No. You need to yell. There's one comma in there.
Jeez, let me take another drink. Here we go. AQHA, registered dun filly, $1,800 east of Linden. Hello, I'm advertising this beautiful dun-skinned filly. She's only two but has a DOB of 5/2010. She is not three. Until then, she is already 15 hands, plus a big stout girl, not yet broke yet. She can be started your way, and she is a very willing horse. This mare has talent. She has great movement, too. Nice, big, chunky type AQHA with tons of dun factor in her pedigree. Get her now before I send her out. Her price will go up to $3,500 in April or May. I will take payments on her, but she stays until paid off. Also, full price for payments. Sorry for no deal if you make payments. Also, cash only, no checks or trades. Full-bodied, hard-to-find mares like this. Let only one cheap. Let alone cheap. Thanks. This is one big fat horse. Oh, my God, this thing must weigh 3,000 pounds. She says chunky and fat in here about five times.
I know. And also, look, I mean, she's unbroke and trying to tell, like, I love when they say, oh, start her your way.
Yeah. Like, that means we can't. We can't get near her. She won't let us near her because she'll kick your face in. That's what that means.
Yeah, exactly.
Start her your way because we can't.
Yeah, and they never bothered to break her, and now they're selling her on.
Yeah. I love this. She has great movement, too, but you wouldn't know that because she can only walk. She's so fat. Big, nice.
Yeah.
All the references to fat in here are incredible. And she was really picky about the age. Are they really picky about the age? Because she said she's only two, but has a date of birth of 5/2010. She is not three until then.
No kidding. Okay. Well, maybe it's because, like, they're showing, you know, like the there might be something about the age limit for how they show the quarter horses.
And I love the people.
Because the license can be real big.
I love the people who are reverse it on you, too, and say it's $1,800 now, but if you wait till April, it's going to be $3,500. No, lady, it's going to be about $500 in April is really what it's going to be when you think about it.
I know, and it's such a gamble. Horses are such a gamble. Like, you cannot say that they're only going to be better. There's all these accidents that could happen. You know, you never know.
Yeah, but you can make payments, but you better keep the horse there. You're making payments. Catch them in the next one. I don't know what this means.
All right, WTT, looking for a horse. My little girl has gotten old enough. Wait. This doesn't have any punctuation either, so I have to take a big, deep breath. My little girl has gotten old enough. She's wanting her own horse, and I've got some things I need to get rid of, so I thought I'd see what's out there. I have missed full riding gear, a kid's brand new four-wheeler, almost new TC Omega with goodies, a vintage Honda dirt bike, an old horse-drawn rake minus the wheels. If you have questions or want to trade, text me, thanks.
All right. What is exactly a horse-drawn rake minus the wheels? It's just a bunch of time.
It's scrap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's rusty metal. It's rusty metal in the yard.
Right. I love this, too.
This
what's an
exactly-
Omega? What's a TC Omega?
I don't know.
PC. Maybe personal computer.
Mm.
No, I bet
really
it was
an old computer.
I don't know.
It is?
Maybe. A kid's off a four-wheeler, but it doesn't run, probably.
I think that this is one of these Craigslist ads. Is like, I have all this stuff in my yard, and I'm willing to trade you whatever you have in your yard for what's
That's
in
right.
my yard.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of those, too. People are willing to do that a lot.
You know, the people up in that other one that had that horse that makes a good lawn ornament, they're just going to trade some rusty lawn ornaments for a furry lawn ornament.
Oh, that's true. They should get together.
Yeah, they should. Yeah. Well, Janelle sent in this next one. Janelle's new. Janelle Cameron. I don't know where she's from, but we appreciate you sending this one in. Cheyenne is a 9 years old with very... Oh, let me restart that. Cheyenne is a 9 years old, very responsive, and very vibrant horse. She is loads of fun. She is the first horse to lead on a trail and will sit back if asked, but she can get a little dancy with her pasture buddy is taken from her. She loads, bays, ties, stands for farrier clips, but does not do well behind the ears. Have to move slowly with that. Very traffic safe, but she does spook a little at the mailbox or a bird, stupid stuff like that. She will pitch a fit. When I first got her, she would go out and ride, but not now. Overall, Cheyenne is a wonderful horse and love riding her. When she is out riding with her buddies, she is loving it. Up to date on Shots and Coggins, please only serious inquiries. But don't call me because I won't answer the phone. No, I added that because, you know, there's a lot of butts. I have never seen so many butts in an ad.
I know. And I love this. She's very traffic safe, but she does spook at a mailbox or a bird. Like, so don't go out on trash day. Don't go trailing on trash day. You can pitch a fit.
That's true. And she does say, we'll pitch a fit. When I first got her, she would go out and ride, but not now. So, yeah, there's a lot of butts in that one. I've never seen so many butts.
Yeah. I think it means that she's not pitching a fit now when she goes out.
Oh,
but
she got
could
it.
In the future.
But if you see a bird, and Lord knows there's none of those anywhere in the country, so you'll be
no,
fine.
Or mailboxes.
Thank you, Janelle.
Okay, next one is from Raven Ghost Wolf, and it's a quarter horse Palomina mare, $850. Nice mare, already broke, great with kids. I put my two-year-old on her, like nothing. Great mare, I'm selling her due to moving. If you want her whole year, one pick, I'm asking 1,000 firm. She is 4 years old, good papers, but I just can't find her papers. Call me or text.
Don't you love that? Nobody can ever find the papers. She has papers,
no,
I know
they
she
can't
does.
Find them.
They're here somewhere. This almost was a poem. Let's read it a little differently. Nice mare, already broke, and great with kids, I put. My two-year-old on her like Nathan, great mare. I'm selling her to do moving if you want. Her whole gear, one pick, I'm asking 1,000 firm. She is 4 years old, good papers. I just can't find her papers. Call more kids. Hey, tell us a poem.
It's in iambic pentameter, I think.
That's it. Whatever that
That's
is.
That's why it's so
it.
Difficult to read. Properly trained.
The next
no, I
one
have to admit
our...
something.
Yeah.
I have to admit something. I actually just sold a horse and I actually couldn't find the papers.
Didn't have
papers. And I had to tell really? People that. Like, he does have papers, but I just can't find them and I thought of exactly of this.
You're one of those people, Wendy. You really
I
are.
Am.
You're a horse dealer.
I'm a horse dealer.
The next one, it's our last one. We'll post a picture of it on Facebook. We'll save the other horse trailer for next week, the pink one, Jennifer. But last one today, Sienna Sparks sent this in. Horse trailer, two stall, $195, our weekly crappy horse trailer. Nice little two-horse trailer, no title. Great for hauling equine, wood, or ATV. And call this number. And it is and what looks like a wooden homemade trailer. I got to give them credit, though. The tires aren't flat. It's one of those little two-horse boxes, you know, little two-horse box, probably fit a mini. And it has this big round front on the front that I'm not sure why it was put there. Kind of looks like that gypsy trailer we had last week. It used to be painted a baby, pretty baby blue color, but that's all pretty much gone now. And probably there is no floor. He doesn't say anything about a floor, does he?
I don't think this is even a horse trailer. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say the title is with the papers you lost, apparently. Somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. But I think it's just a flatbed trailer that they put sides on. I don't think it's even a horse trailer because there's no roof.
Now, you wouldn't fit a horse in there. As I said, you might fit a mini or a mini zombie donkey, but that's about all you're going to fit in there. So, Jennifer, you can post that one on Facebook. All right, we got to pick a winner. Yeah, it does look like somebody was shooting paintballs at it or something. All right, let's pick a winner. I like Janelle's with all the butts. We have never had one that had so many butts in it. So let's give Janelle let me get back to the top, the one-year membership to Monty Roberts Equus University. So we'll give that to Janelle. And then also kind of liked, where did it go? I'm looking for it. What else?
How about the duck?
Oh, the duck I found, though. So
that's
kind of not fair. Yeah, that one I found. That was a shill. That was,
you can win.
Oh, how about Doreen Rose and the fat horse, the chunky fat type?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the quarter horse that you can make payments is on. And she'll win Uncle Jimmy's hanging balls. Doreen, you win a pair of Uncle Jimmy's hanging balls. You have to be so happy about that.
I'm sure she's very happy about that. That's every girl's dream, really.
It is. It is. I saw she just posted a picture on our Facebook page, too. So Doreen's, I think, listening. So congratulations to Doreen. And to a new submitter, Janelle Cameron, you win the $120 value. You win the Equus University. And Jennifer will, if you want to, what would help us out is if you could send your name, address, and phone number to Jennifer@HorseRadioNetwork.com. That's Jennifer@HorseRadioNetwork.com. Get your ads in for next week to the same address. Wendy and I have to cut out of here because we're heading off to Black Prong this weekend to record the Driving Radio Show. Don't forget you can hear Wendy every week on the Driving Radio Show at DrivingRadioShow.com. And you got to take a listen. If you haven't yet, go over to StableScoop.com and listen to the latest Horse Husbands episode. And you'll hear Wendy's boyfriend, Kyle, on there. Did a good job. He treated you so nice. I was trying to get him to say something bad about you, and I couldn't. You're well-trained.
I know. He's so sweet. That's why. So I heard it. I thought it was great. I thought you were going to scare him, and he was going to run away screaming after this show, and he was just as nice as before.
I got to say, this is the nicest Horse Husbands episode we've done. Everybody was being so – I was trying to get them to turn on their wives. It wasn't happening. They weren't going for it this year.
Yeah. I know. They're all great guys.
It was like a love fest, you know? It's going downhill, the Horse Husbands episode, I'm telling you.
Well, maybe
if we don't
you need
break
to change
up at least one marriage, we haven't done our job.
You can change it to the Bitter Ex-Horse Husbands show next year.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll work on that. Well, thank you, Wendy, for filling in. Really appreciate it. Have a safe trip up here to Ocala, and we'll see you this afternoon.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. See you, everybody. As Jamie would say, spay, neuter, and geld.
Clean up the poo.
That's right. Poop week is over. Yay! No more poop next week. No poop. No poop.
Maybe next week we'll go with phlegm.